Court orders have kept money flowing to certain social services, but many others have had to scale back or close after waiting more than 10 months for the state to pay their bills. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Here's the latest on lawmakers' bid to mitigate the damage. Autism, drug treatment, and housing programs would get about $700 million under a measure advanced by an Illinois House committee.
We're listening to people who are saying, if there's a way to help us, please give us some help.
The measure's sponsor, Representative Greg Harris, a Chicago Democrat, says it would get human service agencies about half of what they're owed for this year. Lawmakers are supposed to pass a budget for next year by the end of this month.
If we're looking at FY17, we're looking at this problem starting all over again if we don't find new revenue sources.
Despite building pressure, the stopgap plan doesn't send any money to other outstanding needs like funding prisons or paying overdue utility bills. Talks continue as legislators seek a complete resolution to Illinois' nearly year-long budget stalemate. I'm Amanda Vinicky.